Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Stuart Crown. The New Testament reading for today is John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they may also be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Though I knew what she looked like before the veil was lifted, it was a glorious moment when the veil was lifted. I saw plainly the face of my beloved, my glory. Moses had a veil, the tabernacle a veil. The temple also concealed the glory of I am who I am behind a curtain. But what of Jesus? No veil. His flesh did not conceal God. In his flesh he disclosed the fullness of God's glory, the truth of God's name, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. The Son was sent to manifest that name, the Father's name, his character, his honor, his reputation. When I walk into a house, I expect to learn something about its owner, The order, beauty, and character of the house reflect the one who dwells there, all the more in the children, who bear the image and reputation of the parents. Children consumed with glorifying themselves bring shame upon the name of the Father. But Jesus, speaking only about the Father because he is the true Son, glorified the Father. Glorify your Son. What else should a son say to his father? Show me to be the one who reveals you and gives life to the world. Lift me upon the cross. Father, that is how I will reveal your glory. Let the world see my body high and lifted up, so that all may see your mercy plainly. See the Lamb whose bones were not broken, whose blood flowed freely, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. There in the flesh of Jesus is the glory of the Father. The fullness of God's character is revealed in forgiving sin, by taking away our death, our separation from God, and by giving life to us, fellowship with the Father. If God remained unseen, how could we know him? And if we could not know him, how could we have fellowship with him? Now God has been made known in Jesus Christ. Now we can see, now we can know, now we may be at one with him. We call him Father. We are one in Christ. What else is the task of mission and preaching except to publicly portray Christ crucified? That in seeing him crucified, we behold the glory of God himself, the fullness of grace and of truth. And that in that hearing of his cross, we hear the word of God speaking peace to us sinners through the covenant in Christ's blood. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.